we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh program, radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. Spend Monday through Friday with you here for this half hour. And whether it's 8:30 of a morning, 10:30 of a morning, or 5 o'clock of an evening on the stations in which it broadcasts, we thank you for choosing to make this part of your day. And man, did I have a wonderful, wonderful sleep last night. It was absolutely incredible. The night before, not so well. Last night I made up for it. It was absolutely phenomenal. So I'm looking forward to what I'm going to be able to accomplish today after having a wonderful, wonderful 8 hours of sleep. That doesn't happen very often. And so I'm really excited about what God is going to be able to use me for today. So we have been going through the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5. And right now we are going through the Lord's Prayer. And I've been trying to communicate with you that this is a very good model for us to pray by. It's not something that is going to accomplish anything if we are just doing vain repetition. But we started off this talking about that we have our Father, which is in heaven, and that our Father knows what we have need of before we even ask. And yesterday we started talking about hallowed be your name. Your prayer time, my prayer time, it should begin with worship. Worship is something that goes on nonstop in heaven. There are creatures in heaven, they never, ever stop worshiping God. And they cry out, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. The whole earth is filled with his glory. Every time something happens, they break into another chorus of holy, holy, holy. And it's not just vain repetition. It's not them just saying the same words over and over again from rote memory. It is that every time God does something, the angels in heaven are overwhelmed with his holiness and his goodness and his mercy and his grace, and they begin to worship God. And so the names of God that are identified in the Bible, they help us to understand who God is. I believe that we need to get beyond a kindergarten understanding of who God is. That's my entire purpose in doing this program, is to get us to grow in our understanding, so that, listen, the Bible talks about that from glory to glory, or, you know, that he's going to spend all of eternity revealing from glory to glory. And it's not because he couldn't reveal it all at once. It's because we would be so overwhelmed with his goodness, his majesty, his perfection, that he does it in stages that we can grasp it. And so our great privilege is to grow in our understanding. So Hebrews talks about moving beyond the elementary things, moving to those things that teachers of the Word of God should be able to understand. And he goes on and says, by now you should be teachers. He's writing to a group of people. He's not writing to a group of individuals. He said, by now you've seen so much, you've heard so much, you have witnessed so many miracles, you have imparted, or you've studied the Word of God to such a great extent. By now you ought to be teachers. You ought not be continually having to be in life and death struggles with the very primary issues of the faith. And too many times we get stuck in the in the very basics, and we don't move on towards righteousness. We don't move on towards holiness and worship of God, and coming to the understanding that God is good no matter what the circumstances around us are looking like, that He orders our steps and directs our path. He does all things well. So let me read to you from Matthew chapter 6, and then this is going to be a program like I've never really had before. I talked a little bit about it yesterday. I touched on it a little bit, but today I'm going to take you to a resource just to basically overwhelm you with the reality of who God is. That's what my entire objective for today is. And if I'm getting through this and I don't get through it today, we'll just continue right on into tomorrow, because I want the people who listen to this program to know their God, because those that know their God shall do great exploits. So Matthew chapter 6, verse number 8 through verse number 15. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask Him. In this manner, therefore, pray: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So today we are focused on the hallowed be your name. It is the worshiping God because of who He is and how He has manifest Himself. And to help me in this process, I am utilizing a Bible study book. It is a Bible study book that is titled Knowing and Doing the Will of God. It was written by Henry Blackaby and Claude King. This book goes back quite a ways. It was produced by Lifeway Press out of Nashville, Tennessee. This particular version that I've got, I would have purchased it after 1997. Might not have been too long after that. But this is a great resource. I'm going to be taking you back. By the way, if experiencing God, knowing and doing the will of God is the name of the Bible study. So if you want to know God, this is a great resource. If you want to know the will of God for your life, this is a tremendous resource as well. And I'm going to be going all the way to the back of the book, and there is an appendix back there that is titled The Names, Titles, and Descriptions of God. And he says here that the following names, titles, and descriptions of God found in the New International Version of the Bible. So maybe you can make a note. There are going to be more names that are given to you, more descriptions about who God is than you will possibly be able to write down. So just make a note and go back and reference the Refresh Radio program Thursday, September the 13th. Okay? Refresh Radio program Thursday, September the 13th. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read all of these titles. I didn't amass this. This is not my list. You know, the list that I tend to work off of was the one that I shared on the radio program yesterday. But this one is in alphabetical order. It is not in chronological order. So I'm going to begin reading. There are names and titles for the Father, for Jesus, and for the Holy Spirit. And so let's get to work here on these. It says the following names and titles, descriptions of God. a faithful God who does no wrong. By the way, these aren't up for debate. These are who, this is what the Word of God describes your Heavenly Father as. A faithful God who does no wrong. A forgiving God. A fortress of salvation. A glorious crown. A jealous and avenging God. That doesn't mean he's jealous of us. He's jealous for us. He is the master in heaven. He is a refuge for his people. A refuge for the needy in times of distress. A refuge for the oppressed. A refuge for the poor. He is a sanctuary, a shade from the heat, a shelter from the storm, a source of strength, a stronghold in times of trouble, an ever-present help in trouble. He is the architect and the builder. He is the builder of everything. He is the commander of the Lord's army. He is the creator of heaven and earth. As you listen to some of these, I want to encourage you that if something strikes you, you just begin to worship him. I mean, if you just took one aspect of these revelations of who God is and what he does on our behalf, you could worship him for quite some time. I don't know about you, but when I read an ever-present help in trouble, that's extremely encouraging. That can cause me to worship him for quite some time. He is the architect and builder. He is the builder of everything. He's the commander of the Lord's army, the creator of heaven and earth. This one is very, very helpful. He is the defender of widows. He is the eternal king. He's the father. The father of compassion. The father of our spirits. He is the father of the heavenly light. He is the father to the fatherless. He is God. He is God Almighty, El Sabaoth. He is God Almighty, El Shaddai. He is God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is God Most High. He is God my Maker, and he makes no junk. He is God my Rock. He's God my Savior. God my Stronghold. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I love this one. He is the God of all comfort. He is the God of all mankind. The God of glory. The God of gods. The God of grace. The God of hope. The God of love and peace. The God of peace. The God of retribution. You won't hear many people talking about that, but he keeps a very accurate set of books. He is the God of the living. I like this. He's the God of the spirits of all mankind. He is the God of truth. There's no falsehood in him. He's the God of our Father. He's God our strength. God over all the kingdoms of the earth, even those who claim there is no God. God the Father. He is the God who avenges me. Therefore, I don't have to be preoccupied with revenge. He is the God who gives endurance and encouragement. He is the God who relents from sending calamity. He is the great and awesome God, the great and powerful God, the great, mighty, and awesome God. He is the God who blots out your transgression. The God who comforts you. The God who forms the hearts of all. You know, one of the reasons I didn't sleep too well the night before last was because I had been overwhelmed with a lot of physical needs that other people had. A number of people were having heart surgeries, having heart issues, and this is the God who forms the hearts of all. Could we just take just a moment and he tells us to guard our hearts. I mean, he's not talking about our blood pumper there, but he is, you know, able to take care of that as well. Talks about him taking out a heart of stone and giving us a heart of flesh. Could we just take just a moment and thank him that he is able to work in our cardiac system as well as the core of our existence, the heart of our existence as well. Father, I just want to come to you right now, and I want to worship you that you know our workings inside and out. You know every system in our body. You know every organ that is functioning within us. And God, right now, I just come to you, and I thank you that you are the God who forms our hearts. You are able to repair and restore that which is damaged and broken. Lord, whether it's a leaking heart valve, whether it's a portion of a heart that has died, whether it is an unstable heartbeat or an irregular heartbeat, whether it is a blood pressure that is too high or too low, no matter what the issue is, God, blocked arteries or blood vessel collapse or whatever it might be, an aneurysm, God, you are the God who forms our hearts. And I pray today that not only would our cardiac system be formed gloriously for your praise and for your might, but Father, I worship you right now, and I pray the core of our existence, Lord, that it would not be formed by pain and disappointment and discouragement. Lord, that it would not be formed by rejection, but Lord, instead it would be formed because of how wonderfully glorious you are. Today, we will praise you, our Lord, our God, our Savior. We will praise the God who forms our hearts with all of our heart and soul and mind and strength. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. He is the God who raised Christ from the dead. He is the God who reveals his thoughts to man. He is the helper of the fatherless. He is him who is able, listen to this, to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. That's an impressive God. He is the God who is able to keep you from falling. That's a tremendous promise. If you feel like you're getting a little precarious in your faith, you know, a little bit of overwhelmed with the problems of life, God is able to keep you from falling. He is the God who is ready to judge the living and the dead. There's an aspect that you won't hear proclaimed in many segments of our society right now, because there is a day of judgment that is coming. Make no mistake about it. There is nothing that is done that God will not be able to give a righteous and true judgment for. So please do not indulge in sinful behavior thinking that God is not going to notice, because he will. He is the Holy Father, the Holy One. He is the Holy One among you. He is the I am who I am. He is God the jealous. Again, that's a jealousy for you, not of you. It's earthly jealousy has to do with the fact that we are, that the person who is jealous is being deprived of something by the actions of another party. When God is jealous for mankind, he realizes that mankind's sin is depriving them of the blessings and favor that God wants to bestow upon them. Okay? He is the judge of all the earth. I can look at the clock right now and say, you know what, this is going to be more than a just a one-day program. We're just not even halfway through page one yet, and this has got two pages to it. He is the King of glory. He is the King of heaven. He is the living and true God. He is the Lord Adonai. He is the Lord Almighty. He is the Lord God Almighty. He is the Lord our peace. He is the Lord Jehovah, the Lord Most High, the Lord my banner. Some of these we've talked about already. He is the Lord my rock. He is the Lord of all the earth. He is the Lord of heaven and earth. In fact, let me just go back to that Lord of all the earth there. My wife and I, the people from Merit Assembly of God several years ago, it was for our 20th anniversary, they provided us a gift to where we could go on a cruise. Well, it took us about 3 years before we were able to go on that cruise. But when we did, we went on a 7-day cruise. I think it was a 7-day cruise. And we visited, where were we? We were in Belize. And my wife and I took a tour around the city. And I'm probably the only person that was ever taking a tour through the city that the thing I got excited about was that there was a van from an Assembly of God church in Belize that was the vehicle right behind us. I was sitting facing the back, and it's like, man, that's great. I saw a couple of Assembly of God churches that said, you know what, even if I'm in Belize, I can find believers that I can worship with. He is the Lord of all the earth. He is the Lord of kings. He is the Lord our God. He is the Lord our maker. He is the Lord our shield. He is the Lord who heals you. The Lord who is there. The Lord who makes you holy. That's, you know, God is very much concerned about making us holy. He is the Lord who strikes the blow. The Lord will provide. He is love. He is the maker of all things, the maker of heaven and earth. He is the Most High. He is my advocate. That means he is my attorney, my legal representative in the kingdom of heaven. And he pleads my case for me. Okay? Don't try and represent your own self. Make sure that you avail yourself of the representation of heaven that understands the culture of heaven, who understands the price that he's paid. Understand that God is your advocate. He is my comforter in sorrow. He is my confidence, my help, my helper, my hiding place. He is my hope, my light. God is my mighty rock. He is my refuge in the day of disaster. He is my refuge in times of trouble. He is my song. And I want to encourage you, just because you don't have a voice that is good enough for man's recording contract, don't deprive God of your song. He loves it when we worship him in word and song indeed. He is my strong deliverer. He is my support. He is one to be feared or to be held in awe. He is the only wise God. He is our dwelling place. He's our judge, our lawgiver, our leader. He is our mighty one, our redeemer, our refuge, and our strength. He is the righteous Father, the righteous Judge. He's the Lord, our righteousness. I'll just add that one in there too. He is the rock of our salvation. He is our shepherd, the sovereign Lord, the Almighty, the compassionate and gracious God. He is the eternal God, the consuming fire, the everlasting God, the exalted God, the faithful God. He is the gardener or the husbandman. He is the Lord of the harvest. He is the glorious Father. He is the glory of Israel. He is the God who saves me, the God who sees me. You know, many people right now, everything that they do, the way that they dress, the way that they act, all of that is designed to say, would someone please pay attention to me? And in the meantime, they are overlooking or ignoring or forgetting that God is totally captivated with them. He is the God who sees me. He is the great King above all gods, the just and mighty one. He is the living Father, the majestic glory, the majesty in heaven. He is the one who sustains me. He is the only God. He is the potter, the rock in whom I take refuge, the spring of living water. He is the strength of my heart. He is the one true God. He is the God who hears prayer. He is the God who judges righteously and tests the heart and mind. He is the God who keeps his covenant of love with his servants. He is the God who loves the people. He is your glory. He is your praise. He is your very great reward. That's just half of the titles. We'll do another broadcast tomorrow to spell out some more of who he is. But that is a phenomenal list of attributes that you and I can worship God. God, you are worthy of our praise. See you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.